Hello friends and welcome to Take Me to the River, a podcast where we share stories and inspire hope with extraordinary people who care for our rivers. I'm your host, Dr. Shuann Lovett, coming to you today from Ngunnawal country, and I pay my respects to elders past, present and emerging. Today we're diving into something that really matters to me. It's the world of mentoring, where you're investing in yourself and in other people. Mentoring can be described as a relationship in which the mentee has a brain to pick, an ear to listen, and a push in the right direction. 7 years ago, the Australian River Restoration Centre and the Glenelg Hopkins Catchment Management Authority piloted a waterway management mentoring program. This was in recognition that all too often in our busy working lives, people don't get the chance to pause, reflect, and have conversations with those around them about work, life, and the reason they do what they do. I facilitate this program, and the Waterway Management Emerging Leaders Mentoring Program, a new name, is now going into its 8th year and has over 90 alumni. I encourage you to explore the website that shares the stories of all the people that have been involved. We'll put the links on the show notes page, and I know you'll be impressed by the diversity of topics, the people involved, and the networks that have been established through this program. To provide some insight into mentoring, I'm talking to my guests Callum Edwards from the West Gippsland Catchment Management Authority and Jaden Woolley from the Corangamite Catchment Management Authority and, more recently, the Wadawurrung Traditional Owners Aboriginal Corporation, who participated in the 2023 program. They talk about what it was like to be a mentor and a mentee, how the program unfolded, the people they met, and the fact that for them the mentoring experience benefited not just the mentee, but also the mentor. I think you'll enjoy this conversation, and I encourage you to consider whether mentoring might be for you. So Callum, I want to start with you because you're the mentee, who's the person that put up the idea for the Waterway Project. What did the program involve for you, and what were you interested in exploring with Jaden?
I think the program for me, it was all about connections. Connecting with Jaden, connecting with everyone else on the program. And just learning a bit about myself as well as a lot of other different things. I brought to the program a project about Merriman Creek Estuary, just because it's a pretty unique environment, and Jaden has quite a lot of expertise in the estuaries area, so that was a great one to work together on.
So tell me a bit more about this estuary and why it's special, and also maybe a little bit about what an estuary is, why it's a pretty unique environment.
Yeah, that's right. An estuary is basically where the fresh water from the river meets with the salt water from the ocean. So you get this mixing of salt and fresh water, which is often called brackish water. So that mixing of those two different environments creates a pretty unique ecosystem where you get a lot of different species living there. Merriman Creek Estuary is a unique type of estuary in itself. It's known as an intermittently open-closed estuary. So some estuaries in Victoria and New South Wales and across the world often close to the ocean when there's not enough water to keep the water running out to sea. Those in combination make it pretty special. So in our industry, we talk about values of waterways. So we talk about environmental, cultural, economic and social values, and Merriman Creek ticks a lot of those boxes. It's valuable to the community, it's valuable for the environment and culturally, and there's a lot of industry that relies on the whole system as well.
So naturally then this estuary sometimes closes over, and if that's the case, is that happening more often now that we've got more land use and more people using the water? So is there sort of a part of the work that you're doing restoring flows to get more opening?
It can be a challenging one for systems like Merriman Creek because it's not known as an unregulated system. So there's sort of limited scope for environmental flows. That being said, there's definitely work on whatever unallocated flows are left to go to work towards cultural flows or environmental flows. There's definitely some work on that, and we're also doing a project, a state project, on trying to predict what will happen in the future under future climate change, which is another really interesting thing.
So, Jaden, over to you then. And what was interesting to you about the project that Callum has been doing and you've been working with him on?
Yeah, it was a great project. It was really interesting to hear what was happening in Merriman Creek and overlay that with some of the work I've done in the past. I guess estuaries are a really interesting melting pot, given that you've often got communities living at the end of them. You've got a lot of development, farm dams, farming practices upstream of that. And there's lots of different opinions that come to bear on the estuary floodplain in particular. So people have built houses that they want protected. People want to graze stock on the land, and there's other human assets at play at the site. And for a long, long time now, estuary mouths have been opened basically to protect those assets. Over more recent times, the state government is putting a little bit more energy into looking at what will happen under climate change. And more, it looks like estuaries will be one of those first areas that are impacted by climate change and the hydrological implications of that. And more, the voice of the environment is coming to the fore in terms of different community groups who want to protect the values of those systems. So lots of different opinions, lots of strong emotions, because it is linked to things that are important to people. And, you know, often what gets you through those things is having a good, solid process that you can hear the different views being brought to the table and then use that to work towards a solution. It sounds nice and easy when I say it like that, but it's obviously quite challenging at times.
It does sound nice and easy. I'm thinking, gosh, I'd love a process like that, just run my whole life through it. It's just so organised. Callum, what were some of the insights that Jaden was to be able to provide you with when you were working on the project together?
I think it was really fascinating just learning about the estuaries in Jaden's region, just how similar the problems are in managing these estuaries and how similar some of these communities are and what they're trying to achieve with their interaction with the estuary. So I think, yeah, it almost if Jaden had been through the whole thing all before. So, yeah, it was definitely a lot to learn off Jaden and how he'd gone through some of those challenging issues with the estuaries in his region.
So Jaden brought sort of professional insights for you. What about at a personal level as to how you go about your work in day-to-day life in a catchment management authority?
Yeah, for sure. There was plenty of that as well, even just from dealing with challenging stakeholders in estuary management, even down to we talked about my future career and what sort of things Jaden thought about when he was going through starting his early career. So, yeah, that was really cool to go through that with him.
And Jaden, for you, what was the experience like as a mentor? Did you learn anything?
Oh, it was great. I learnt heaps off Callum. Callum's got a much stronger research background than myself and has also been linked to research for, I think, Melbourne University, Callum. So Callum was really able to bring a lot of that to the table, which really enhanced the experience of learning what Callum's been involved in, learning the research he's been involved in, and I guess it added a lot more depth to the experience, hopefully for both of us, but for me in particular.
And Callum, you mentioned about it being a program that established connections. Who did you meet that you wouldn't have met if you hadn't been involved in the program? And for those listening, the program involves 10 pairs of people getting together over a 9-month period on a mentoring project. So tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, so it was cool just the wide range of people that we got to meet. So, yeah, from people like Tom from Melbourne Water and learning about southern brown bandicoots living in drains to Henry going through the Wordy Yalik and learning about those smaller systems that are just as valuable to all sorts, from water corps to state government and DECA. It was cool. Just like makes you realise how broad the water industry is and how whilst we're all doing very different things, how we sort of have a shared passion and what we're trying to achieve to try and improve our little patch that we're in as well.
And are you still in touch with some of those people after the workshops and the mentoring program has formally finished?
Yeah, well, I know, someone like Henry from Corangamite CMA, one of those people that you just tend to run into just at random events. So I'm sure that will definitely keep happening. And the fact that my colleague Matt is his mentor as well, yeah, it's pretty cool. We sort of almost did a swapsies with Matt mentoring and then Jane mentoring me. So yeah, that was pretty cool. So definitely people that definitely keep in touch with. And I think we'll definitely, cross paths plenty of times in the future as well.
And Jaden, what about for you? Did you meet some new people in the industry that you hadn't met before?
Yeah, lots of people I sort of had seen in passing, but was able to spend a lot more time with them. And it's been very surprising. At least 5 to 10 people from the course I've had direct professional interactions with since the course ended. And it's been really interesting because I've got a peek behind the curtain. So I know, some of their fears and uncertainties that they're bringing to the table, but it also helps me at a deeper level understand what they're working towards and what they're trying to achieve. And, in a lot of ways, it makes me bring a better attitude towards, some of the things we're associated with and maybe able to have a more positive interaction through that process. Because some of these challenges we're working through are quite significant at a state level, so it does require some fairly in-depth, honest discussions, and having a background and basis with someone to facilitate that is invaluable.
Yeah, I like that phrase, a peek behind the curtain, because some of these are big organisations that people are coming from. And if you work in a region or you work in just a smaller organisation, you're used to your patch, you kind of assume that those people over there behave differently and are motivated differently, and often we're all on the same page, which is one of the great joys about running the mentoring program. Halfway through the program, Jaden, you moved to the Wadawurrung Traditional Owners Corporation. Can you tell us a bit about that? Because I was wondering if you had a mentor mentoring you through that process.
I've made some good relationship with Wadawurrung over the last 10 to 15 years of working with Wadawurrung on various water projects. And there was a really good opportunity to come across on a secondment to work with them for a year. And I've been there just over 6 months now, and it's a really interesting space. The demands on traditional owners are really high at the moment, and there's a lot happening in that space. There's also a lot of goodwill to working towards traditional owners and a lot of initiatives happening in that space. So it's, a good chance to make a real difference in a similar area that I've worked for most of my career, which is sort of water and or fisheries-based projects.
And so in terms of a peek behind the curtain, what's been interesting for you in terms of the culture of the organisation at Wadawurrung, and is it different to, say, the Corangamite CMA?
Yeah, I think any organisation has its different personality, and I guess what I've learned over my years is you just work within what exists and try to add as most value as you can in any new organisation you go into. I've been really enjoying the work at Wadawurrung. There's some fantastic people. There's some really good opportunities, and, we've also managed to release 4 separate entitlements down different waterways on Wadawurrung country in this short amount of time, and we've done a lot of promoting lately. So it just really highlights to me how much opportunity is out there and how partnering across organisations can really help get the best out of those opportunities.
Yeah, I think it's often those informal get-togethers and chats, isn't it, rather than formal meetings where we sit around a table and discuss these things. One of the things that you guys did was to walk along a few estuaries and creeks. How was that, Callum? You've put a few photos up, which we'll share with the listeners here today.
Yeah, it was great. Being able to go out with Jaden a couple of times throughout the program. Didn't quite make it to any estuaries, but I think that where we did end up was we're pretty special as well, along the Barwon River and then along the wetland, where one of the wetlands where Jaden was looking at putting an entitlement through. So that was pretty special place to go to. Somewhere where I'd never go to otherwise. So I think, yeah, that was definitely a highlight. I was very thankful for Jaden taking me out to such a special place.
Well, that's wonderful to hear. What was the most special or funniest thing about the workshops that you got together with other people? What sort of activities were you doing that you weren't necessarily expecting to do?
I think the graduation day, the string, throwing the string around to make the web of connections, I think that was a great one to do. I think another one would have been the two truths and one lie. Normally that can be a bit boring, but I think some of the fun facts we learned about everyone was pretty out there. those were pretty great moments. And yeah, I think highlight was definitely going out to those Yarra Valley water sites on the second workshop. Just being able to get out and chat, and the sort of conversations that flowed from it was pretty cool.
Yeah, these field trips that we go on are often to places that you can't go to normally. So, yeah, it is really special to be able to do that. What about you, Jaden? Did you expect what happened at the mentoring program, or were there a few unexpected activities?
No, it was very unexpected for me. So I wasn't sure what I was getting myself into, to be perfectly honest. And, you know, slightly different angle. And Callum, what I enjoyed was that the project was part of it, but it was what I would probably consider a relatively minor component of it, and there wasn't a lot of pressure around that, which is really appreciated when you've got things going on in your professional and your personal life. And I guess the bit that probably surprised me the most was how open everyone was willing to be around work, what was happening in work, how they were handling it, and those elements. So I guess it was refreshing from that angle to explore that side of it rather than just focusing in on the specific stuff we're all doing in our day-to-day work.
Yeah, and that's one of the sort of principles, I guess, that underpins the program, is that really we don't spend enough time on just getting to know each other. We're always so focused on this project or this deliverable or this time frame or whatever it might be. And yet when you have those broader conversations, as you were saying, Jaden, you've come across 9 or 10 people that you've been able to engage with directly post-program and get to a much quicker level of detail and depth than you would have if you hadn't met them. So that's really great to hear. Is there anything else you'd like to add about the program, Callum, if someone's listening to this who might consider joining the program maybe next year or the year after that?
I think just give it a shot, really. Yeah, it's such a good experience. Give the example of Matt, my colleague who was a mentor on the program. He got called up pretty last minute and wasn't sure what to make of it. I know some people are like, oh, this airy-fairy sort of feeling stuff, what's this for? But I know after the first session, like, he was talking to me how he was convinced that it was such a good thing. And I think one of my colleagues that works under Matt is doing the program, this year's program, so I think that's pretty cool in itself. So
it's funny you say that, because Henry and Matt were the other two people that we've done a podcast with. So we can have these together, which will be really good. But one of the things when I asked Henry, you know, what was unexpected, and he goes, we talked a lot about our feelings, which I thought was quite funny. What about you, Jaden? What would you say to any other mentor, potential mentors out there, about being part of the program?
Yeah, I think give it a go. Even if you don't think you're well suited or you don't think you've got enough experience yet, it's a two-way street. There's a lot of learning that happens, as well as encouraging, you know, someone who works in a similar field to you. It's always hard to consider yourself, in inverted commas, a mentor. And, you know, sometimes that can be a bit of a barrier for people.
Yeah, it's interesting. We don't often put ourselves forward if we're a bit shy of a title like that, aren't we? Okay, well, look, we're nearly at the end here. So I have three questions that I'm going to ask you, because we ask every guest these questions. So I'll start with you, Callum. Do you have a favourite river, waterway or body of water? And if so, what is it?
I do. I almost feel like I'm betraying Westskippy CMA by choosing something out of region, but I'd say definitely Cumberland River along the Great Ocean Road. Yeah, somewhere where we camped every year growing up and had everything. It had the nice beach, had the estuary to wash off in, and then had the nice forested stream, like, where you could go swimming in the water holes. It had everything you could ask for from a waterway.
Well, that's a hot tip. I'll have to look that one up for myself to go and camp along. Where do you feel most connected to country and to nature?
I think along the coast. I think, yeah, when I've got my shoes off, socks off on the sand, feeling the sand and the water on a nice sunny day, I think that's it.
That's a beautiful description. And finally, what drives you to do what you do? What's your why?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think I've just always been a coastal person. Growing up, I did nippers at the local lifesaving club, yeah, camped along the coast. And I think I've just always had an appreciation of the environment. I love my hiking and outdoor sports. So I think that just all culminates in, yeah, wanting to make things better. Because it's not often going in that trajectory. So anything to reverse the damage and try and, yeah, make things better for the next people.
Fantastic. Thank you. Okay, Jaden, over to you. Do you have a favourite river, waterway or body of water? And where is it?
Don't tell Glenelg, Hopkins, CMA or any of the others, but it is the Glenelg River over towards the SA border. And just because it's a place I've spent a lot of time. It's quiet, there's beautiful camp spots, and there's a great big river to explore with good fish, good fishing, yeah.
And lots of koalas, having just recently paddled it. We saw so many koalas, it was fantastic. And where do you feel most connected to country and to nature? And a follow-on there is, and has that changed since you've been with Wadawurrung?
It hasn't changed. It's probably the same, and it's very similar to Callum. Anywhere on the coast, but also any water body, lake, river, it doesn't matter. I think this is the connection we all have between people and water that you know, I'm lucky enough to work to be able to influence.
And Jaden, the final one for you is, what drives you to do what you do?
Well, I'm not a very complicated person, so initially it was just because I liked fish. But over time, it's probably transitioned to I get to make a real difference in the water space and change things for the long term. And that's what keeps me going in these sort of jobs.
I think that is a great answer, because often the people I talk to are there because they like fish and they went camping as kids. So I think that's a great recommendation. Well, thank you both so much for joining us today. Listeners, you can read a bit more about Callum and Jaden's story on a web link that we'll provide, as well as some photos. And you might want to check out a couple of those places that they were talking about there at the end. So until next time, we hope you go well, and I look forward to talking with you again soon. Bye for now.